River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Well, reports came out yesterday, Marnie, the NRL was looking to announce Redcliffe Dolphins to become the competition's 17th team in 2023. Steve Johnson from the Jets joins us, the other bid, along with the Firehawks. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning, Campo.
Can you verify that that is the case, that the Dolphins are the 17th team?
No, I cannot. I just checked my email now and we have nothing from the NRL. The last communication we had from them was that they were still going through their processes and we expect an update later in the week.
Okay, so...
So it's not over yet.
No, so it's a news-limited story.
It is a news-limited story and we all know who they tend to support. They do own a club.
Right. Okay.
Steve. Well, no,
so that
thank
makes
you for
sense. No, because we were saying that obviously when we've spoken several times about this in the lead up, that we had a very strong position and probably more favourable than what was being offered on the north side. Who knows? We don't know that yet. So I was quite surprised to hear that they were swaying that way to start with. But when you put it in that context, I suppose I understand.
Well, it's pretty disappointing. Our weakness always was money because with the bid process, the way they went around it, it was very hard as a community bid to raise money when expansion wasn't certain. So the moment expansion was made more certain, we went out and raised $23 million in under 2 weeks. And that's support for Rugby League and Ipswich. And now we have the money and enough to, to sustain a team with the best and biggest demographic in Australia for Rugby League. How can they say no?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. I didn't see any press release from Redcliffe yesterday and nothing from the Jets, only this story that came out that the NRL was looking at the Redcliffe Dolphins. And thank you for verifying and clarifying that for us this morning, Steve. So we're still in the running. Nothing on your desk yet.
There is no quit in Ipswich, Campo. You know that.
We know that.
Yeah, we know, mate. We know. Well, look, I'm pleased. Because all reports so far were coming from that side. And we went, nah, I'm not having that. I'm not having that at this stage. I'm hanging in as long as we can.
That's it. We're hanging tough until it's an official decision. And hopefully, good objective common sense and business sense overrules perhaps some desire and influence from a third party.
Right.
We'll leave it there, Steve. No doubt we'll be talking more throughout the week. Thank you.
Okay. Campo, Marnie. Have a good morning.
You too.
Marnie and Campo for breakfast, River 949.